AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Lakeview High School Spartan Memorial Stadium on the west side of Battle Creek. It's been all Spartan tonight, 49-0. Halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow, closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater, call 278-6960. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, we got a very surprising halftime score from the Sturgis Battle Creek Central game. Trojans 7, Bearcats 6.
But I thought the Trojans would score a little bit more, and maybe they will in the second half, but the Bearcats are playing a little better in football this year.
Over the smack, West St. Joe now leading Benton Harbor 27-0. These are all halftime scores. Portage Northern 13, Lakeshore 7, and we mentioned that Portage Central all over Kalamazoo Central 41-0 at the half.
Well, that's expected, yeah. No surprise there.
Here at Lakeview, it's 49-0. Spartan will go over the scoring summary, however ugly it will appear to be, and go over the statistics after this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. That's going to come up after this two-minute break. 49-0 Lakeview on top of Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online
at HaylettAutoAndRV.com. Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse, stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on U.S. 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off U.S. 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Big picture. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We've always said that the lifetime lessons and lifetime relationships built through high school sports are more important than any trophies and medals won between the lines. Evidence of this comes through the programs in which schools are participating that raise awareness and funding for all kinds of worthy causes. Whether it's pink for breast cancer awareness or camouflage in recognition of those who have fought and sacrificed for our country, our kids are learning more about the big picture, that these kinds of programs are about what's really important in life, and sports just happens to be the vehicle that helps teach them about it. What's even better than our kids taking part in these larger scale endeavors, where sometimes they do a little more following than leading while learning, is when you see the true fruits of what they teach kids when they recognize a need and on their own rally their teammates and classmates to a cause. Just a couple of weeks ago in southern Michigan, a fire destroyed the home of the Mead family in Union City. Everything was lost. Marissa Mead is a junior on Union City's volleyball team, and she was in uniform that fateful Tuesday evening against Concord High School. The Yellow Jacket players were aware of the tragedy and surprised to see Marissa in uniform when they arrived for the game. And to show that life is, at least in this instance, truly bigger than sports, the Concord players started talking during a timeout in the match about trying to do something for Marissa and her family. The conversation carried over to the bus ride home and to practice the following day, and team members, according to the Jackson Citizen Patriot, came up with $80 before teachers, administrators, parents, and other students caught wind of the effort and chipped in as well. So on Thursday night that week, when Union City had another home volleyball match against Parma Western, the Concord team personally delivered a card with $300 in it to Marissa and gave it to her at the start of the match. And one of the players, Chelsea Snay, a senior on the Yellow Jacket team, made a short speech praising Marissa for her strength. Needless to say, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, and the Concord players got a standing ovation as they left the gymnasium, probably a reaction they didn't expect. All they wanted to do was to help out someone, a student, a volleyball player, someone just like them. Back with more in a moment.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I like the things that officiating gives to officials: confidence, decision-making abilities, be able to work in teams.
Because I love sports. I've been involved in educational athletics all my life, and I like to give back to the kids and the athletes and the parents and the schools.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA, a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The academic and athletic classrooms share a trait where the teachers prepare the students for the upcoming test. In sports, though, the coaches still direct their students through their test, the game. In this case, the Concord Yellow Jacket volleyball team faced a true test, saw a need, truly saw the big picture, and came up on their own with the correct answer. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
OmniSource in Coldwater is now accepting commercial scrap metals and paying businesses premium rates for your materials. Whether it's a dump truck or a 90-yard bin, OmniSource has a large capacity scale to handle your biggest loads of scrap. Transport it yourself, or OmniSource will deliver a bin to you to fill and then haul your scrap away. Save money on gas and freight fees by bringing your ferrous and non-ferrous metals to OmniSource in Coldwater. Servicing all area businesses, including machine and auto repair shops, manufacturers, plumbers, electricians, heating and cooling companies, construction, agriculture, and welding businesses.
This is Renee from OmniSource in Coldwater. We're now paying businesses for your ferrous and non-ferrous scrap materials. Call us for premium rates for your scrap, or just bring it on over to us at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s, so guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Lakeview High School Spartan Memorial Stadium. Some halftime scores on the WTVB scoreboard. Harper Creek hosting Loy North. And at least the Beavers are showing some mercy against their opponent. They're leading the Knights 26-0.
I'm sure that will be a fast second half, too. Beavers probably come out and score a couple of quick touchdowns and get that clock running.
We mentioned at the half, Penfield leading Olivet 8-6. 7-6, Sturgis leading Battle Creek Central at the half, or was it 8-7?
7-6. 7-6.
Still kind of unbelievable to think about that. Well, here at Lakeview, the Spartans all over the Cardinals 49-0. Here is how Lakeview has scored. With 5:55 left in the first quarter, Mike Campbell with a 17-yard run, capping off an 8-play, 85-yard drive. Jake Herber's PAT kick was good, making it 7-0. Then with 3:01 left to play in the first quarter, Donnie Ernsberger with the first of his two touchdowns, a 36-yard run. PAT kick making it 14-0. That capped off a 4-play, 45-yard drive. Another 4-play, 45-yard drive, ending just 6 seconds into the second quarter on a 3-yard run by Donnie Ernsberger. The PAT kick good, making it 21-0 there. Quarterback keeper of 13 yards by Skylar Nichols with 6:45 left to play in the second quarter, capping off a 3-play, 51-yard drive. PAT kick made it 25-0 at that point. One play, 54 yards on the next Lakeview score, coming with 3:41 left in the second quarter. Nichols connects with Jake Love, 54-yard touchdown pass, 35-0 after the PAT kick. Alex Schwartz with a 50-yard punt return for a touchdown at the 2:11 mark of the second quarter, 42-0 after the PAT kick. And then a 2-play, 26-yard drive ended at the minute 17 mark with a 4-yard run by Mike Campbell, the second of his touchdowns, 49-0 after the PAT kick. 7 touchdowns and 7 extra points kicked by Jake Herbers. The statistics are so lopsided in favor of the purple and white, it's not even funny. 193 yards on the ground for Lakeview, 132 from the air, a total of 325 combined yards of offense. Compare that to 16 net yards for Coldwater, nothing from the air. 16 yards for Coldwater, compare that to 325 for Lakeview.
Well, so many, I mean, actually the majority of those were gained on the first series. When we got a first down and then two Cooper Murphy runs
right
on left end. Other than that, I'll bet you we've had more negative plays than we've had positive plays. But
you would actually be correct, as we will get to the individual numbers early. All of this, incidentally, despite the fact that the Cardinals led in time of possession, 14-04 for the Cardinals, 9-12 for the Spartans. The Spartans were penalized 3 times for 26 yards. The Cardinals just once, 5 yards. Cooper Murphy, the leading carrier for Coldwater, 13 carries for a net of 41 yards, as long as being that 20-yard run. Everybody else showing up on the individual statistic leader with negative yardage. Zach Meester, 2 for -3 yards before he was carted off, and we did find out that he's being looked at for concussion-like symptoms. Meanwhile, Brian Garrett, I think he only had one or two plays before he was carted off the field. He's being looked at for an arm injury.
Yeah, a couple of key players for the Cardinals. Sounds like both of them are going to be all right, just having them checked out.
Chris Fannin out with negative 4 yards. Luke Beckhusen with negative 18 yards. Passing 0-8 for Beckhusen. Colin Work, 6 punts, a total of 181 yards. He's averaging 30.2 yards per punt, his longest being a 41 yard. Kick returns, Ryan Hadley had 4 for 57. Brian Garrett just 1 for 26. Unfortunately, that 126-yard kickoff return was where he got hurt.
Yeah, he got smoked pretty good on that.
Meanwhile, for the Lakeview Spartans, Mike Campbell, 6 carries, 80 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Donnie Ernsberger, 10 carries for 79 yards and 2 touchdowns. Skylar Nichols, the quarterback, 4 carries, 33 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. He was 3 of 4 passing for 132 yards, 1 touchdown. that being the 54-yard pass to Jake Love. He had two catches total for 89 yards, and Russell Matthiak, one catch for 43 yards. Defensively, our man Donnie Ehrensberger leading the way for the Purple and White with six unassisted tackles, one assist, a total of seven tackles. Tyler Underwood with four. Carmen Munder with four, Matt Barrett with three. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Tyler Rankin with four, and Luke Stempion with three. Well, Donnie Ehrensberger with a big 12-yard sack, too, of Luke Beckhusen in there as well.
Total domination by the Lakeview Spartans tonight on both sides of the ball, and 49-0. I guess you'd expect that. The stats show it, and all you can do is the Cardinals now is say, hey, let's keep it respectable. Let's come out and play hard the second half and see what you can do in the second half and hopefully get ready for the last two games of the year.
More scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard at the half. Two of Coldwater's future opponents in the Interstate 8. The Charlotte Orioles were leading the Northwest Mounties 20-0 at the half. Dowagiac now leading Three Rivers 14-7 in the Wolverine Conference. And we mentioned Sturgis leading Battle Creek Central 7-6 here at Lakeview. It's all Spartans 49-0. And unfortunately, the Spartans are going to get the ball to start the second half. That's coming up in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Mackenzie here from Longstreet's. Get your new furniture now. This week only, save 30 to 50% off throughout the store. Plus, we pay the sales tax. And for a limited time, take advantage of no interest till 2018 upon approval. We are overstocked, so there is a lot to pick from. Plus, our quality Amish-made dining rooms have arrived, and the quality is unbelievable. You have to see it for yourself. This is the time to update your living room, dining room, bedroom, or maybe just a new recliner. Down at Longstreet Floors in Quincy, they're also offering 30 to 50% off throughout the store. And yes, on top of that, we pay the sales tax. We just got in multiple skids of solid hickory hardwood flooring in 3-inch, 4-inch, and 5-inch widths. This is a must-see product. Also, do you have kids, pets, or a husband who likes to wear shoes in the house? Check out the mini rolls of Stainmaster carpet we have to offer. It's stain-resistant carpet. What's not to love? For furniture at the Willowbrook Plaza in Coldwater, in Marshall, and Longstreet Floors in Quincy.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our contest. We will name a McDonald's player of the game, McDonald's of Branch County. Somehow I'm thinking it's the backup quarterback and punter that may get the honors here tonight if this 49-0 score that Lakeview has heading into the second half holds up.
Well, we'll have to see what happens here in the second half. The Cardinals can't roll it up. They got to play it out here, and that's real important for the rest of the year. And it's important for these young men to put a good second half together here.
Scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard. This is in the third quarter. Reading now leading Quincy 14-0.
A little bit of a surprise there, Quincy.
Well, the surprising part is how low scoring it is, I think.
That's for sure. But as we know, that's a big rivalry, and Reading always comes to play, especially against Quincy.
Here comes Coldwater's kickoff, and Blaze Watson, this is the first time he's touched the pigskin tonight, and he booms it into the end zone for a touchback.
Well, it's nothing else I'd like to see is give Blaze a chance to kick a long field goal here. He actually... I was watching him out here pregame tonight, kicking him from the 50-yard line. He made two or three. What a leg on that young man.
Oh, let's see who else would be quarterbacks for Lakeview based on the roster that we have. We have a couple of juniors, Hunter Boss and Dante Tuggle. See who will snap the ball for Lakeview.
Well, Nichols is in there right now. I can see that right now. But
why are you guys running up the score? You're already leading seven touchdowns. What's the point?
We'll see how long they go with Nichols here to start the second half.
Run up the middle going for 2 yards.
They do have a lot of new faces in that backfield, though.
Two receivers split out to the left side. The sophomore quarterback, Skylar Nichols, under center, and nothing doing because the flag came out.
61 was a little movement for the Spartans in the middle of that line. Kind of set himself and fell over.
Whoops,
that's exactly right. 5-yard penalty.
Not only new players in the backfield, but new players on the offensive line. That is Seth Britton, who was not listed as a starter for the Spartans.
Britton, a 6'7", 225 pounder. Pretty big boy, though.
At 6'7", it's easy, or sometimes you can topple yourself over with all the equipment that you're wearing. That'll bring up second and 13. The pitch going to the right side to the 15, to the 20, and up to about the 24-yard line for Lakeview's Tyler Underwood. 5'9", 150-pound junior. Nice run back. We'll bring up third and 5.
Like Coach Miller just wanted to give his sophomore here, Nichols, as many snaps as he can. You know, that is important, and I agree.
Considering that he is a sophomore.
So.
And really, throughout the course of the season, he hasn't had a whole lot of experience aside from handing the ball to either Campbell or Ernsberger. He's going to be a keeper. And he's going to give the Spartans a down.
This half's going to pull pretty quick.
We do have the running clock.
Cardinals playing this half without DeMeester or
Garrett.
Garrett. Both of those young men just getting checked out a little bit, but we look for them to. Oh, a little problem on the exchange there.
Fell a plunge up for one.
With the new running back, looks like number 21 there, Sean.
Kante Yoshino, he is a 5'6", 140-pound Yoshino. Darian Bradley in on a tackle. We mentioned the Harper Creek Lloyd Norris game. This week is something special that they do every year. They do a redout, actually.
Oh, okay.
And the red here is to symbolize coronary heart disease and to raise awareness of that. And that leads up to what the Coldwater football and volleyball teams will be doing next weekend. And it starts off with the home game against Gull Lake. The volleyball team will have their annual bake sale, and over this next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend, football and volleyball teams will team up to do a can drive, and that'll lead up to the Blockout Cancer volleyball game that the Cardinals will host on Monday, October 21st, against the Tecumseh Indians. The Coldwater volleyball team disaffiliating themselves with the Sight Out Foundation, which have the copyright on the Dig Pink, so we're not doing a Dig Pink night this year. We're doing Blockout Cancer at Coldwater High School, and all the proceeds will be going to the Community Health Center's Cancer Center. Bootleg to the 40, to the 45. Let's see if they give them forward progress and give them the first down. The clock will continue to run.
Using about a yard short of the first down, and here comes the Spartans. I believe this will be their first punt of the evening.
It will be their first punt of the evening. As it's almost as if the one time they didn't score when they touched the ball, it was when Ernsberger coughed up the ball. Jake Herbers, who is the place kicker, he's also the punter. He is standing at the 31-yard line. And he gets a heck of a punt away. Cardinals let it bounce at the 10, and Lakeview will down it at the 9. By continuing to move, 49-0 Lakeview, 7:05 left to play in the third quarter. The Cardinals with their first offensive series of the second half. End of the third quarter as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. The Wajak leading Three Rivers 14-7 in the Wolverine Conference, which, of course, the Sturgis Trojans will wind up in next year. They will take the place of Comstock in that league, and Comstock will move over to the KVA.
Well, Mr. Stewart will move on. He'll be playing for Western Michigan next year.
Danny Welke for Marshall might as well. I understand that they were looking at him as well. Movement on the front line for Lakeview. That'll make it first and time, first and five after the 5-yard mark off on the encroachment call. Luke Beck is an under center on first and five. Running the sweep left side, and he's going to be forced out.
Cooper Murphy with a pickup of a couple of yards there.
Going to say, just if that.
Just short of the first down. Looks like it's going to be a couple of yards short.
Second and two for the Cards. Another score from the WTVB scoreboard. Charlotte leading Jackson Northwest 20-7 midway through the third quarter there. A counter being run up the middle. Colin Work now in at quarterback, and he'll give the Cardinals a first down. Chance for the other quarterback for the Cardinals to get some reps in there. Work, a 6-foot junior. He's been mostly the punter this season. He was last year's starting quarterback on the JVs, while Luke Beck Hughes, as a freshman on the JV last year, was a wide receiver.
Nice to see Colin get a few reps back there tonight.
Because you never know when the starting quarterback might...
Well, it gives another young man a chance to improve his skills.
Probably a chance to get everybody in the lineup for both teams by the end of the night. Vandenhout with the handoff to the right side. He gets up to the 20 on first down. Up past the 25 to about the 26.
Like a gain of about 4 yards there for Chris. Nice little run to the outside.
They will actually give him 5 on the play. They'll give him 4, actually. For some reason I thought, okay, there we go. There's the first down marker. It's on the 31, 2nd and 6. 49-0 Spartans, 3:48 left to play in the third quarter.
And
another flag.
A little movement on the...
That'll make it 2nd and 1. It's going to make it 2nd and 1, another encroachment call. Not what the coaching staff for the Spartans really wanted to see out of the 2nd and 3rd unit guys.
No, that's for sure. You want to play a good, clean, crisp game throughout.
Hand off, this going to Sawyer Murphy, and he's running just like his big brother does.
Good job
puts his head down, gets up to about the 33-34 yard line, and gives the Cardinals a first down.
Coming up on that 3-minute mark here in the third quarter as the clock continues to run under the running clock rule.
I don't know if you were listening to our broadcast last week, but the very first application I saw of the running clock mercy rule after it was implemented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association came at Loinorix, as that play on 1st and 10 was busted up for nothing. It was a 61-8 shellacking of the Cardinals by Loy Norris that night in the mid-late 90s.
Wow.
And you may recognize some of the names on that night team. Little John Flowers.
Oh.
T.J. Duckett.
T.J. Duckett, Little John Flowers, boy.
T.J. Duckett was the quarterback, and
yeah.
Flowers was the stud running back. Flowers had a decent career at MSU, and Duckett might have had the longer-lasting football career in college and also in the NFL. Warwick rolling to the left to pass. He's in trouble. That was kind of a wobbly duck looking for
Sawyer Murphy.
Sawyer Murphy at about the 44-yard line. It was one of the Murphys. We'll bring up third and 10.
Colin had a lot of purple jerseys right in his face on that one. He just tried to get rid of that one before he got tackled for a loss. Minute 45 here to go in the third quarter.
Second and 10 from 35, Work under center. One receiver on either side of the line. A couple of slot backs. And a fullback right behind Work. Going to be a sweep left side. Murphy, Sawyer Murphy to midfield to the 40. Finally brought down past the 35-yard line. They will spot the ball at the 35-yard line. First and 10, Coldwater into Lakeview territory for the first time this half.
Good run there by Cooper Murphy and a good block by his brother Sawyer.
So I got the Murphys confused. Cooper had the run and Sawyer got a block. I thought it was the other way around. In any case, there's under a minute left to play in the third quarter, 47 seconds and counting to be more precise. Colin Wark is under center here in the second half, Coldwater.
Yeah, Miller.
Chris Vandenhout receives a handoff on the counter. Only three on that one as the pile unstacks itself there.
Paramedics have been busy tonight here as they're helping a Lakeview fan right now down here on the track.
It's interesting seeing the gurney make its way over in front of our broadcast position.
He slipped and fell on the bleachers.
It's kind of easy to do with these aluminum bleachers. End of the third quarter, 49-0 Lakeview, but the Cardinals are driving. The drive will continue after this one-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles, plus all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd, show your Tigers pride, and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We start the fourth quarter under the running clock that kicked in after Lakeview opened up a 49-0 halftime lead. It has stayed that way through three quarters. We were talking about air about the Tigers kicking off the American League Championship Series tomorrow at Boston. Second and eight play, a run up the left side, and
Cooper Murphy, another nice little gain over there.
Looks like he was forced out of bounds just short of the first down. It'll bring him third and short.
Yeah, the Tigers, what a game last night. A lot of fun to watch. Justin Verlander at his best last night, as he has been and so far.
We can bring you a scoring update from the first game of the National League Championship Series. We'll do that after the third and two play for Coldwater back here. On the keeper, Colin Wark will get the Cardinals a first down to the 28-yard line. Anyway, it's early out at Busch Stadium. The Dodgers and the Cardinals are scoreless. A good chance that once we return to Coldwater, we'll be able to catch the balance of the remainder of that game.
Hopefully the last three, 4 innings, but I think we're going to see some excellent pitching in both the National League and the American League Series. Seems like the pitchers have so far dominated this fall.
First and 10, Coldwater. The ball's at the 22-yard line. Handoff is going to the right side of the line.
Chris Vanden out.
And he dives forward to the 17-yard line is where they will spot the ball. Now move it up to 16.
Coming up on 10 minutes to go in this ball game. Cardinals trying to get on the board. 49-0. Spartans scoring all their points in the first half. Second half has gone by relatively quickly.
I'll bring you some more scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard after the second and five play for Coldwater. Colin Wark under center. And it's going to go up the middle to the left, right side to the 10, to the 5, and
Sawyer
down
Murphy.
Coldwater. Sawyer Murphy with a 17-yard run. How about that? So much for the shutout for Lakeview anyway.
Nice little trap play there for the Cardinals, and Sawyer Murphy rambles in. From what you say, Sean, 17 yards
out, yeah.
Nice little run there for Sawyer.
Before Blaze Watson's PAT kick, we can tell you with 8:07 left in the fourth quarter, Olivet leading Penfield 14-8. Dowagiac leading Three Rivers 14-7, end of the third quarter there. Blaze Watson's PAT kick is good. It's now 49-7 Lakeview with 9:45 left. We'll take this 30-second break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Birds of a feather may flock together, but early birds and night owls can flock to Anytime Fitness in Coldwater because the secure facility is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Plus, memberships are good at 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. Join any Tuesday in October and pay just $8 for the first month with no enrollment fee. Then take advantage of top of the line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options at Anytime Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Revisiting the WTVB scoreboard, Buchanan shutting out Bridgman 27-0 in a matchup of teams that will join Bronson, Mendon, White Pigeon, and Centerville informing the new Berry and Cass St. Joseph Athletic Conference next year, as basically the remaining members of the Lakeland Conference and the remaining St. Joe Valley Conference members merge and create a 10-team league along with a couple of teams from the Red Arrow out on the southwest coast. Well, we've been talking so many weeks about the Interstate 8, but don't forget Bronson's going to be in a slightly new league next year as well.
And St. Joe over there. I think that's a good thing for Bronson.
Kickoff caught at the 13-yard line, being run back to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. Finally, forced out of bounds by Coldwater near the 45-yard line. Russell Mathiak with the run back, it looks like.
9:25 to go here in this fourth quarter. Cardinals getting on the board, 49-7. Nice drive that the Cardinals put together there. Colin Ward coming in, quarterbacking, doing a real nice job there. Sawyer Murphy with some nice runs. Cooper.
In the third quarter, Portage Northern now leading Lakeshore 16-7. Charlotte now opening up a 33-7 lead over the Northwest Mounties late in the third quarter there. Miles Brandywine leading Lake Michigan Catholic 18-6. On first and 10, the Lakeview runner taking a whole bunch of Cardinals with him up near midfield.
New quarterback in there, number 9 for Lakeview.
Hunter Bost is a 6'3", 205-pound junior was actually one of the starters on Lakeview's secondary.
The punter, a few snaps under center here in this fourth quarter.
Also listed as a quarterback is Dante Tuggle, a 5'7", 165-pound junior. On second and four, another run up the middle. Kanta Yoshino will give Lakeview third and one in that three-yard run. Off under center, and just enough to give the Spartans a first down.
Cardinals with some new folks in there. Number five, Gavin Yates, here playing right end.
Yeah, we did actually see him come into the game late last week against Loy North. I didn't think that game would prepare us for this game to the extent of having to deal with a running clock.
Number 83, Francisco Hernandez, playing the corner over here on the right side.
First and 10, Lakeview, run up the middle, and boy, the guy got stuck at the 30, at the, check that 42-yard line.
Nice stop there, Darian Bradley. Good hit there, number 62, Cody Squire.
Yoshino with the ball for the Spartans.
55, Cody Truax is also in on that last tackle.
Two yards on that gain on second and eight. Going to go left side of the line, breaks free. He's to the 25-yard line, and another Lakeview first down.
Creeping up on that five-minute mark here to go in the ball game. 5:50 to go.
One way it may be good that we don't see Lakeview football again for a while is that we won't have to worry about deciphering what those numbers on those uniforms say.
Yeah.
Purple and black together, not exactly a winning combination.
No, not in that situation out there. That's real tough to read.
First and 10 from the 25, the pitch caught at the 31 and brought back to about the 26-yard line, and that lost a one or two on the play. Yates in on the tackle for the Cardinals, wearing their white road jerseys with a white pants and red numerals, red socks, metallic red helmets with Tyler Rankin's CW flying design on either side of the helmet. Much easier to read than Lakey D uniforms tonight. You probably didn't know that Tyler Rankin has a little bit of artistic talent in him.
No, I didn't.
Al Rackus, he told me that it was Tyler Rankin himself who designed the flying CW that adorns the Coldwater helmets this year. And off right side of the line. Check that. That was actually a fake handoff. Hunter Boss, the backup quarterback, wound up keeping it. And Randy Brown for Coldwater, very slow in getting up. He was on the other side of the line away from where that play developed. He will walk off the field. A bit slow in getting up.
Well, surprise score here, Sean.
We're getting this from our statistician, Brady Duke, who is in contact with the voice of the Sturgis Trojans, his dad, Tom Duke. What do you got here?
Battle Creek Central, 14. Sturgis, 14. At 5 minutes to go.
Wow.
Ooh. That'd be a big win for the Bearcats. One very much unexpected.
It would rank right up there with their win against Benton Harbor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh,
it's a keeper to the 10, to the 5, and brought down at the 3-yard line. That's going to bring up first and goal. How about that bootleg that Hunter Boss is running?
I think he faked everybody. Chris Vandenhout ran by him the first time, had to go back and get him just before he scored down there on the 2-yard line.
The tape review is going to be mighty interesting. The Cardinals will host Go Lake, as we mentioned, coming up next Friday. It's the home finale for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, for the Lakeview Spartans, they have coming up perhaps their final cross-city showdown against Harper Creek next week.
I just, you said the tape review. If I was Coach Starfire, I might just file that one tonight. Touchdown. Touchdown, Spartans.
Any idea who had the ball?
Yeah, the quarterback there, Hunter Fox.
That was a 3-yard quarterback keeper coming with 3:11 left. Out comes Jake Herbers to attempt the point after. Give the Spartans a 7-touchdown lead once again. 8-for-8 on extra points for Jake Herbers. It's now 56-7 Spartans, 3:11 left. Back to the conclusion after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, the Western Panthers still trailing Mason with 5:18 left in the fourth quarter, 21-0. Here at Lakeview, the Spartans have reopened the 7-touchdown lead using a second and third unit guys with a steady run of quarterback keepers by Hunter Boss, a 3-yard keeper, making it 56-7 after the point after kick. Herbers kicks it short. It's caught at the 9-yard line by the Cardinals. Here comes the run back. Ryan Hadley stumbling to about the 20, past the 25 to the 27.
Well, the Cardinals here, 3 minutes to go in this ball game. Hasn't been a very good night for the Cardinals tonight. Just never was able to get it going, and this Lakeview Spartan team
let's basically admit it. They really are for real.
They are for real. They are for real. They're good in every aspect of this ball game.
And we saw Lakeview run a few things that I thought kind of developed on some of the weaknesses that we saw in the early parts of the game, especially with the passing of their sophomore quarterback, Skylin Nichols, as Colin Wark runs the keeper for 4.
Well, there's no doubt, that's going to open up the eyes of Harper Creek for next week, because Harper's going to have to look for that passing game a little bit. And I think the Cardinals came in, they were definitely keyed in on the running of Campbell and,
Arnsberger was kind of a surprise, wasn't
he? Yeah, he sure was.
The Harper Creek Lakeview game next week will be back here at the home of the Spartans. So you can probably imagine that it will be an overflow capacity crowd on both sides of the field.
Yeah, a little bit bigger crowd than tonight, I would say. Creeping up on the 1 minute mark of the Cardinals. Get off these last couple of plays. Actually, Colin Works come in, done a fairly nice job here in this second half.
So I think his name as McDonald's player of the game at the end of the night might not be a bad idea once we talk about it during our post game. Work hands off. That's Cooper Murphy running the sweep left side. First down and more finally forced out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. The clock will continue to move with 50 seconds left in the game, first and 10, once they get things reset. Realistically for the Cardinals, one play left in their night. Twenty-five seconds left.
Oh, that's not the way we wanted to end right there. A little miscommunication in the backfield, and
it wound up being Cooper Murphy bringing it back to the 45. That will be it.
Cooper getting tackled by Colin Wark, basically, is what that was. And that's
Triple zeros on the scoreboard. Your final score from here at Spartan Memorial Stadium. The Lakeview Spartans 56 and the Coldwater Cardinals 7. Back with the postgame wrap after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a family that needs a second car to get the kids to school.
We're on it, Al.
Our credit is terrible, and we don't have a down payment.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
You'll find fabulous food for fall at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater, starting with their delicious new side, pan-fried apples. They also have savory starters like the Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer and weekly specials that include apple stuffed pork loin, 1 pound stuffed baked potatoes, and their cheddar ale burger. To top it all off, they have live music every Thursday and Friday night at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous three-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 p.m. with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill on US 12 just east of River Road, Coldwater. The deck is open, weather permitting. For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a family that needs a second car to get the kids to school.
We're on it, Al.
Our credit is terrible, and we don't have a down payment.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Spartan Memorial Stadium here on the Lakeview High School campus in Battle Creek. Not much more than that you can really say about this game.
No, not really. It just was a behind whipping. That's all it was. And I guess if I'm that coach in that huddle right now, Coach Scorpar, I think you got to say, guys, let's remember all the good things that have happened this year. We got to put this one behind us. We got two more to go. You know what? We still got a chance, an outside chance of making the playoffs. We play a couple of teams that we can compete with, and let's let this one go. Get on the bus. Get ready on Monday for another week, a good week of practice, and get ready for Gull Lake at home next week. And that's all you can say as a coach right here.
Lake New beat Coldwater 56-7. The Cardinals dropped to 3-4 overall, 3-2 in the Snag East. The Spartans, meanwhile, improved to a perfect 7-0 overall and 5-0 in East Division play. Here's the scoring summary. The Lake East Spartans got the first points up on the board. In fact, they got the first seven scores up on the board. 8-play, 85-yard drive, taking 306, capped off by a 17-yard run by Mike Campbell. PAT kick, making it 7-0 with 5:55 left in the first quarter. With 3:01 left in the first quarter, Lakey capped off a 4-play, 45-yard drive, taking 202 with a 36-yard touchdown run by Donnie Ehrensberger, his first touchdown of the game, the Herbers PAT kick, making it 14-0. That was your score after one quarter. Ehrensberger capping off a 4-play, 45-yard drive, taking a minute three. At the 11:54 mark of the second quarter, he had a 3-yard run, his second touchdown of the game. The PAT kick by Herbers making it 21-0. With 6:45 left in the second quarter, starting quarterback Skylar Nichols with a quarterback keeper of 13 yards, capping off a 3-play, 51-yard drive, taking a minute nine. Jake Herbers' PAT kick making it 28-0. At the 3:41 mark of the second quarter, Skylar Nichols connects with Jake Love, a 54-yard touchdown pass, the lone play of the drive taking just 9 seconds, 35-0 after the PAT kick by Jake Herbers. None with 2:11 left in the second quarter. Alex Schwartz returns the Colin Wark punt 38 yards for a touchdown. PAT kick by Herbers making it 42-0. Final score of the first half came on a 4-yard run by Mike Campbell at the minute 17 mark. A 2-play, 26-yard drive taking just 35 seconds. A PAT kick making it 49-0. That was your score at the half. The thing that really surprises about these Lake East Spartans, the starting unit, it doesn't take long for them to score.
No, they scored in a hurry tonight, which actually hasn't been their M.O. all year, but it sure was tonight. Some quick hitters, or some quick passes really set the whole thing off. A couple of nice pass plays off of play action, and then once that started to work, then they came right back and with some nice runs, and then they threw one in there, you know, on the punt return. So a lot of quick scores for the Spartans.
Well, give that 50-yard punt return by Alex Schwartz for that touchdown that made it 35-0. 49-0 at the half, no scoring in the third quarter. The Cardinals finally got on the board with 9:45 left in the fourth, capping off a 12-play, 90-yard drive that took 8:35. 17-yard run by Sawyer Murphy, giving the Cardinals a score. Blaze Watson's PAT kick making it 49-7. And then with a backup quarterback Hunter Boss in for Lakeview, the Spartans would score one more time. 9-play, 56-yard drive taking 6:34. Boss with a 3-yard keeper, the Herbers PAT kick making it 56-7, and that was your final score. 15 first downs for Lakeview, 9 for Coldwater. 278 yards on the ground compared to 112 for Coldwater. 132 yards from the air for the Spartans, none for the Cardinals. Total yardage, 410 for Coldwater, just 410 for Lakeview, and just 112 for Coldwater. Two punt returns for 50 yards for the Spartans, including that one touchdown return. One kickoff return for 32 yards for the Spartans. Six kickoff returns for Coldwater, totaling 103 yards. Six penalties against the Spartans for 41 yards. One penalty for 5 yards for the Cardinals. Coldwater actually led in time of possession, 25-50 for them, 26 for Lakeview. Here are the final individual numbers for the Cardinals. Cooper Murphy led the way, 18 carries, 93 yards. Sawyer Murphy, 3 carries for 22 yards in the Cardinals' lone score. Colin Wark, 4 carries for 11 yards. Chris Vandenhout, 7 carries. He wound up finishing with a net positive of 7 yards. Luke Beckhusen passing, 0 of 9. Colin Wark, 6 punts for 181 yards, averaging 30.2 yards per punt. On the Lakeview side, Mike Campbell, 6 carries, 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. Donnie Ernsberger, 10 carries, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. Skylar Nichols, 5 carries, 43 yards and a score. Hunter Boss, 4 carries, 28 yards and a score. Nichols passing, 3 of 4 for 132 yards and a touchdown. Jake Love with 2 catches, 89 yards, including the 54-yard touchdown reception. Russell Mathiak, 143-yard reception. Herbers, he had just 146-yard punt. Schwartz had 2 punt returns for 50 yards. And Mathiak had 1 32-yard kickoff return. On the defensive side for the Cardinals, Tyler Rankin with 6 tackles, Scott Sowers with 4, Luke Stempien with 3, Chris Vandenhout with 5, Joel Jepson with 4, Darian Bradley with 4. Tyler Underwood finished with 7 solo tackles for Lakeview, Carmen Munder with 7, Donnie Ernsberger with 7, Matt Barrett with 5. So just a complete and total victory for the Lakeview Spartans tonight, 56-7 the final score.
Yeah, total domination for the Spartans throughout this ball game. The yards that we did get came during that second half with the running clock and the Spartans playing everybody off their sideline, which is the right thing to do. And But the Cardinals didn't lay down that second half. They kept playing hard, and they just came up against somebody they just didn't match up with very well tonight.
It was homecoming at Bronson tonight. We do want to congratulate Bernardo Martinez and Mariah Roberts, your homecoming royalty over at Bronson. We don't have a final score yet from that game. Last score we had was 27-6, Bronson leading Centerville at the half. Last score we had from Quincy Reading, the Rangers were on top 14-0. Some more scores on the WTVB scoreboard. Dowagiac finished off Three Rivers 14-7. Portage Central beat Kalamazoo Central 48-7. Check out some of the other scores that we have coming in. Niles Brandywine over Lake Michigan Catholic 24-6. We'll go ahead and take this one last break from McDonald's to Branch in Hillsdale Counties and talk about our McDonald's player of the game.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece? The box clearly says a five piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10 piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Other McDonald's player of the game, I kind of mentioned Colin Work's name at halftime, and his name stood head and shoulders above the rest with his punting and what he did as a backup quarterback in the second half.
Sure did. I thought he had a nice job punting the ball tonight and, you know, got a chance to play that whole second half and did a real nice job at quarterback and led the Cardinals to their only score tonight.
Again, Colin Work with 6 punts totaling 181 yards. He averaged 30.2 yards per punt. His longest was 41. And when he got in the game, he finished 4 of 11 rushing, no touchdowns. His longest run was 5 yards, but he led the Cardinals to their one and only score tonight. Congratulations to Colin Work, our McDonald's player of the game, as the Coldwater Cardinals fall to the Lakeview Spartans 56-7. Now, basically, it's time for them to lick up their wounds and get ready for Gold Lake next Friday.
Well, definitely, Sean. And like I said before, this is one of those games you just kind of you write it off. And as a young man, you got to forget that. You know, we still got 2 more games. We got a chance to finish this season with 2 wins. against two opponents we can compete with. And you never know in that way that things go in that, you know. And I'll tell you what, I'll be honest, we might see this Spartan team one more time, and that might be on TV Thanksgiving weekend in the Division II, either semifinals or finals from Detroit. So,
that's a bold prediction coming from you there.
That is. I'll tell you what, they're impressive. They really are.
We'll have to check in with you during Thanksgiving weekend to see if that holds true. Anyway, next Friday, it's Coldwater hosting Gull Lake. It's the home finale. It's Blackout Hunger Weekend with the football and volleyball teams teaming up to help raise money for the Community Health Center, Branch County Cancer Center. You'll be Mike's side along with me next Friday, right?
That's right.
6:30 with a pregame show here on WTVB. Kickoff is at 7. Coming up this weekend, sports-wise, we have a fifth race in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship as we talk about NASCAR Sprint Cup racing. It'll be the Bank of America 500 under the lights from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Coverage from Performance Racing Network getting underway at 6:30. And because of the Saturday night race, we'll be able to bring you Lions football this weekend. The Lions travel to Cleveland to try and get back on the winning track after another loss at Green Bay.
Yes, I know.
I didn't have to say anything else, did I? Coverage from the Lions Network beginning with their pregame at 12 on Sunday. Once again, you and I, Mike Side from Cardinal Field, for the last time this regular season as the Cardinals entertain the Gull Lake Blue Devils beginning at 6:30. We hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Spartan Memorial Stadium here in Battle Creek. For Justin Lopshire, the hardest working man in show business, back at the WTVB studio. And for my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Spartans. They get the 56-7 win over the visiting Coldwater Cardinals. Until next Friday, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Ottawa and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.